It's one of the hardest days in the NFL as the roster gets trimmed down outside on the Broncos practice fields. I'm Phil Maloney with Andrew Mason and Matt Boyer. And Matt, start with you. Two big names on the Broncos list there, Mark Sanchez and Ronnie Hillman.
Yeah, Ronnie Hillman has been here for a number of years, so obviously that cut comes as a bit of a shock. I know the running back position, you and I had talked about for many weeks, one of the toughest positions as far as competition goes. Ronnie, of course, having that great game against LA, only saw three carries against Arizona, so we didn't know what to expect today. And then on the other side, Mark Sanchez, we knew Gary Kubiak had enough to go off of as far as Sanchez's past performances because he's been an established vet. He needed to see more from Paxton Lynch. Obviously likes what he saw from the young quarterback, and they decided to part ways with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, that's got to speak volumes about what they believe in Paxton Lynch, just having Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch on the roster for now. Mace, on the other side, we see Kyle Pecco, an undrafted free agent, make this team.
Yeah, and, you know, he had a very strong camp, was earning praise from the coaches as far back as the first week of training camp. And really not a surprise they had seven defensive linemen on the roster going into last season, so they have seven this year. Billy Winn, another guy they brought in during training camp, he ended up making the 53-man roster. You know, he's a veteran depth guy, and with Vance Walker with his torn ACL, they really needed that. But aside from that, really not any surprises on the defensive side. It was, you know, pretty predictable. And what's also interesting is coming out of these moves, the Broncos have 52 guys, so at least one more is going to be added at some point.
Another thing of note, the Broncos keep all seven of their draft picks. What does that say about the draft class?
Says they're very happy with it, and certainly Kyle Pecco, he's an undrafted guy, so the Broncos hope that he can start a new undrafted streak to go along with the one that was broken last year.
And a couple of guys who were on the practice squad last year, Matt, Jordan Taylor and Capri Bibbs, both making this roster too.
Well, I tell you what, Jordan Taylor had one of the best games that we've seen from a young guy in quite a while as far as preseason games go. Of course, two touchdowns, over 100 yards receiving last week. Great game against the Cardinals. And then Capri has been super solid. We've seen him contribute on special teams, and that might have been a factor as far as why he made this team over a guy like Ronnie Hillman, just because he's made a number of plays in special teams, very comfortable in that area, and then also showed very well when he did get the reps at running back. So I think both of those guys that we're familiar with seeing around here, definitely well deserving of a shot that they've gotten here.
And of course, Zaire Anderson on the practice squad last year too, another guy showing why it is a tough day, but it could also be a happy day across the NFL. For Andrew Mason and Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Maloney for Broncos TV.